Spent a week in a dusty library, waiting for some words to jump in me. We met by a trick of fate, French Navy, my sailor maid.
Listening. Oh, go ahead. Go. Do it. You're listening to Empty Orchestra here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Sorry for the small little hiccup. As always.
Something always happens.
Something. That's the beauty of live radio. You don't get this in podcast.
No.
You don't. You don't get beer cracklins.
Beer cracklins.
You don't get a minute lost in time. Mm-mm. You don't get your Spotify not working on your laptop.
Spotify, what's the deal?
Jesus. The funny thing, it's still playing.
Now it's working?
I have no idea what's going on with my computer. Any- Anyways, I'm Angelica.
I'm Amanda. And this is Empty Orchestra. We're a karaoke radio show every Sunday at 3 on Radio Free Brooklyn. And today, we are recapping something I think I'm still recovering from.
I feel the same. I still feel really exhausted.
Yeah, I'm really tired.
The thought of doing karaoke, I'm just like, oh. Okay. I think I could do it.
So last week, it was your birthday.
Yes.
And you decided that we would do a 12-hour karaoke marathon.
Yeah. Yeah. So
three locations, 12 hours.
Three locations, 12 hours, two boroughs.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a good group.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I was really, like, just felt the love. So I want to thank everyone that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was brief. It's even true. If you didn't sing.
It's true. Jesse.
I don't hate on that.
Fair.
But yeah, so the idea started kind of like I wanted to do karaoke, but then I remember that it was Memorial Day weekend, like it started.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know a lot of people get out of work early on Friday. So I was like, well, might as well start a duet because it's really cheap if you do it before 8. And then I was like, well, we got to do Sid Gold because happy hour. We love happy hour at Sid Gold on Fridays. And we also love Cobra Club.
True.
For Kings of Karaoke.
Can't pick just one.
Can't pick just one. So I decided with 12 hours. That's what happens when you're a Gemini.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Gemini season, everyone.
And then I thought afterwards, I'm like, actually, this will work out really well because, you know, I felt like the room was like more of this like safe space where, you know, we could pick whatever we wanted to do. And then Sid Gold's was like probably the toughest.
Oh, definitely.
You and I were like the only people that been there.
Yes.
Everyone else, it was their first time at Sid Gold's. Well, no, Misael.
Misael
last year, because last year I did Sid Gold's for my birthday. And, I felt like we had the most fun at Sid Gold's, just because there was barely anyone there.
Yeah, our group sort of took over, which is fun. I think everyone was just sort of in awe of how cool it is there.
Like,
the song list is amazing, and you're singing with a live piano player. It's incredible. Yeah. Who we're going to be interviewing next week.
Yeah, so please listen to us as you do every week.
Uh-huh. Next week we'll have Mark Pirro of Sid Gold's Request Room giving us all the lowdown of what it's like to do that.
Yeah.
I thought that was very magical, I think, because it just feels like, just feels incredible. Anyway. And you got to sing special songs?
Yes. Thanks to Amanda.
Aww. Thanks to Mark, who learned French Navy by Camera Obscura, which we heard at the top of the set, and My Moon, My Man, Feist.
Two songs that I love to like complain to Amanda how it's a shame that it's not on karaoke books.
We fixed it.
We fixed it. Thank you, Amanda. That was like a great, clever gift.
Oh, well. You also had some surprise guests travel in.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Misael came all the way from Chicago. Dustin came from
New Haven.
I was from Connecticut. And yeah, well, I can't wait to recap what they did at Cobra Club later.
Yeah. So the idea was we warm up our vocals, you know.
Room karaoke, get the courage.
Yeah.
Going.
And then the piano karaoke, which was difficult, but kind of gets you excited for being on a stage.
Oh, yeah.
And then Cobra Club, where all things go.
Everything goes.
Do anything. Which is what happened.
Yes. Well, I can't remember what I sang at Cobra Club the first time. The second time,
I missed
remember.
That one.
That's okay.
I think I was like in the bathroom.
That's fine. Oh, I sang Dancing in the Dark. Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, wait. I was there.
I sang Dancing in the Dark, and then I sang something I'm going to do later in the show. So
yes.
You'll hear it. That's my closer. Anyway.
I feel like I don't remember what I did at duets.
Duets. I have a clip of you and Misael singing at duets.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Which one?
This Spanish song.
Oh. Yeah, we wanted to do a duet together. We were trying to think of one. And And it's an inside joke that we've always loved Mark Anthony and Jennifer Lopez doing No Me Ames.
Uh-huh.
And but the joke was that we were going to write a song called something about Taco Bell, like our love for Taco Bell, but in the tune of No Me Ames,
nice.
Where we're both singing to each other mm-hmm. about Taco Bell. I forgot how the tune went, but it was really intense. We did it a couple of years ago. But yeah, that was kind of hard. I don't really sing in Spanish.
I know. Do you want me to play the clip?
Sure.
I don't know. I haven't listened to it. I apologize if there's some explicatives. Who knows? Yeah, I was very impressed. All right. I think this is. I have two recordings from that night. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what the other one is. Let's see here. Oh, it's not playing. Oh, no.
It's not playing?
No.
Maybe you put it by the phone? The microphone?
I don't think that's it. That was David singing Shakira really, really tone deafly. Okay. I don't know why it's not playing. Oh, no. Can you hear it? No.
No.
Okay. Sorry. Well, let me see. No?
I hear it. I hear it a little if you just put the... There you go. Sorry, Mom, for singing with the bad instrument. Thank you, Cassie.
Keep playing it.
I think this is the chorus. There were people singing along. Yeah, I think after this, we kind of butchered it. Right. Yeah.
Well,
let's not hear that. Okay. Butchering the end. That's definitely a song that we need to practice together.
I hear you. Yes. Well.
Well, thank you for recording
of course,
that.
Yeah.
I need to practice that
I should
song.
Have done more recordings. I regret not doing it. Yes. Yeah, that was fun. I think my favorite thing that happened in the room.
Oh, we have a caller. Hold on.
Oh.
1 second.
Oh,
hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
They call me Dustin.
Oh, hi, Dustin.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
How you doing?
What's up?
Not much.
That was a pretty good duet. I'm sad I missed that.
Oh. Well, next time.
You should have played it all the way through.
Oh. Well, thank you for traveling from New Haven to come down.
Of course.
To do karaoke.
Of course, of course, of course. It was an amazing time. It was a great weekend. And a great night of karaokeing. Is that right? Yeah, that's a word.
Yeah. Karaokeing?
Well, so, okay. Wait, what?
You did Bills, Bills, Bills.
Yes, I did Bills, Bills, Bills.
And killed it.
Well, I have been one of the followers of Destiny's Child for quite some time. So I've had this song in my repertoire. And I was waiting for the perfect moment to show the world what could be done with such an iconic piece of music. You know?
Yeah, and you did it.
It was actually really fun. It's sad, though, because I don't think I'll ever be able to do it again.
No, that's not that's totally not true. But what I love was that I was actually listening to Bills, Bills, Bills earlier today, because we're going to play that later on today.
Yay.
And you did something that was more personality-like, has more personality than Beyoncé. Because Beyoncé is just kind of like,
oh shoot,
she's sorry, but you know, she's singing the song, but she's not furious about her, you know, having all these
this man that's kind of taking advantage of her.
But the way you were singing it, you were singing it with like attitude, and like you're pissed off, and you're kind of saying the lines more broken down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know where that came from. You know what it was? I'm going to tell you what it was. When I started the song, I was like, I'm not about to try to do this in this key. And I was like, and I don't want to take it an octave lower because it's like, ugh, that's going to get like, then I don't want to do that either. And I was like, I'm just going to kind of somewhat sing rap the situation out and kind of get really serious about somebody who's like not paying the bills.
Yeah.
And my automobiles.
Exactly. That's how you should pronounce it when you're upset.
Yeah, like, pay my automobiles. And that goes for every bill, like automatic payments for my bills is what I'm asking for. So, yeah. But no, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And then back up with you for Anaconda.
Yeah.
That was epic.
Yeah, so.
That was so much fun.
I did Nicki Minaj, Anaconda, which I've only done twice, maybe three times. I think one time
you did it really well.
One time.
It was crazy.
I did it. The first time I did it, it was at Cobra Club 2 years ago when the song came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it went pretty well.
It did. Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. I was like, I could definitely do this song. And I probably have done it like two more times. But I know that it's definitely a song that you should not do all the time. You want to surprise people with it.
Yeah.
And I think I did that.
Yes.
Especially
you did. No, it was perfect.
Especially with you and Misael, who like,
oh my God,
talked amongst yourselves about like when exactly you were going to come up the stage and booty dance.
It was amazing. You had backup dancers.
When they said it, I was just like, okay, yeah, sure. But I didn't really think that that was going to.
Yeah, I think I was talking to like one of. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just. I knew you were doing Anaconda, and then like that you, Dustin and Misael got on stage and started like twerking, and like the room just like exploded.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to take a picture, but I couldn't because everyone was jumping.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, like once the suggestion was made, it's like me and Misael, like we weren't gonna just like it was gonna happen. Like
it was amazing.
It wasn't a joke anymore.
Shit got real.
But what I'm really surprised is that, like, you know, I'm on stage and I'm looking at both of you guys, and you guys are both, like, moving it. You're both twerking it at the same speed and the same, like, you know, at first you're kind of, like, on your knees and kind of just doing it. And then you get that both at the same time get down low. And I'm just like, what is, like, how is this possible? What's
Kindred? You brought the two craziest people together in the same room to do backup for someone we love. Like, it's over. It's done.
A friend of ours came up to me afterwards and had asked me. He's like, did you guys, like, rehearse that? I'm like, no. That was not rehearsed at all.
Not even close. I'd been in town for maybe an hour and a half at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens when you get you three together, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Dangerous times. Well, okay. I know you guys have to, like, things have to happen, and like I can't just talk to you guys like I'm just calling you like on a Sunday after brunch.
You can.
Well, thank you so much for participating.
Of course.
And I hope to do karaoke.
Keep living the dream, karaokeing throughout these streets and voguing and death dropping and whatever else you need to do, you know, to win something, I guess. It's America. You have to win something, I guess. I've been watching MasterChef all day. So
that's winning, in my opinion.
All right. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, Dustin. Caller, guest, and karaoke champion.
Yeah. Talking about champions, I'm going to say one thing, and then I think we should go into a music break.
Okay.
You and Misael win
the
12-hour karaoke challenge. Amanda and Misael were the only two people that were there the whole 12 hours with me.
Yes. You got your Taurus rolling deep.
Exactly.
Committed.
David was trying to be committed.
I know. He did an impressive job.
He was really tired.
Yeah. So. David did an impressive job. I was very impressed.
Yeah.
He also butchered Boston, which I'll never forgive him for. Ever. The most tone deaf, more than a feeling I've ever heard in my life. Sorry, David.
That's okay. We should get into a small little music break and we'll be back.
Yes, this is one of my favorites and I'm glad you did it. I'm excited.
This harbor whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine.
Down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady.
In the morning and the rays from the sun wakes me. I'm stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face like, what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be have laid here till the morning sun? I lost the track of time. What was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it. Said, you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy. Said, woman, move out my way. Said, I got a wife at home. She said, please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home. She said her husband was coming up the stairs. Shh, quiet. Hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound or some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, think, shit, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. He walks in there with a smile on his face saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath water. Telling you now, this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the f*** is going on? You're not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on fire.
vibrate. But from the way he acted, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He walks in the bedroom and looks behind the door. She says, baby, come back to bed. He says, bitch, say no more. He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm sweating like hell. Checks under the bed, then opens the dresser. He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. He walks up to the closet. He closed up to the closet. Now he's at the closet. Now he's open in the closet.
Damn. That was intense.
What's
that
gonna happen?
On the edge of my seat, hearing that.
Is R. Kelly okay?
I'm not sure. He's trapped in the closet right now.
Is he still there?
He's still there. That was chapter one.
Oh, God.
Of
what else happened?
Trapped in the closet by R. Kelly. Before that was Looking Glass, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. And then we started off that short set with Supergrass, All Right.
All Right.
You're listening to Empty Orchestra here on Ready for Brooklyn.
And we are recapping the 12-hour karaoke marathon that we did last Friday.
Yeah.
And are still hungover from.
So I started off the karaoke day with Supergrass. I was trying to think of something that's fun and youthful. And that was the one that I could think of. Amanda just threw her beer can in the trash and made it in.
Yeah.
Don't mess with her.
Swoosh.
Shane, who was there for Duet 35 and Sid's, did Looking Glass.
Great Brandy. Song.
And Justin.
Oh my God.
Surprised everyone.
That was like, everyone just immediately, like, we all turned our heads at the same time. We're all like, what?
Because we all thought it was like a backing vocal.
Yeah.
Or Trapped in the Closet, like right when it started. And then we're like, what's going on? And then we just looked at Justin, and he's singing just like R. Kelly.
It was amazing. Did not expect that at all.
I think he was upset because he wanted to do Ignition,
oh,
the remix.
We found not the remix, which no one's ever heard before.
The only version that was there was the regular version, not the remix. And so he was really upset. And then later in the night, at Cobra Club, Dimitri did R. Kelly Ignition with Misael.
Amazing.
And Justin was upset.
Oh, Justin.
I don't know. Was he upset? I don't know if he was there, but he was definitely upset when someone did Bow with the Ba.
Oh.
Because he did it earlier, too. And he's like, what the fuck?
That's my song, man.
That's my song.
Wow.
Yeah, so... hold on one second.
Yes. Are we getting a...
We're getting a... I'm going to tell them one thing. Hold on one second.
I can just start singing or something. I don't know what you... yeah, it's kind of incredible thinking about how many people came out. Because it was like everyone we knew came out. And like everyone we know is really good at karaoke. Everyone. And... I was just kind of blown away by that. Such a good crew, and
yeah.
So many like surprise performances. Like we saw the wonderful Brett do an incredible rendition of the Bee Gees.
Yeah,
you guys got to see me do Thunder Road and like literally die because I was so.
Which you've been like meaning to do for a long time at Sid Gold.
Yes, and yeah, I was just blown away. Yeah. Ramel with her beautiful Paul McCartney.
It was
the sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life. Roxanne. She did Elton John.
No.
Crocodile Rock or something? Yeah. Two songs.
Oh, yeah.
She definitely did Elton John at one point.
She did The Pretenders.
Oh, perfect. Brass and Pocket.
Brass and Pocket.
That's her favorite.
Eric did this song. He did Benny and the Jets.
Oh, right. Eric was incredible.
Killed it.
Amazing. Well.
Yeah. I'm going to just quickly say it. Right now, just so it doesn't sound awkward or be awkward as we're here.
So Tom is at Union Docks right now. Tom is the executive director, one of the founders of Radio Free Brooklyn, has a show.
Frequency Theory.
Actually, I should mention.
Yes.
Really quickly. Backtrack. Shane has a show.
Yes.
Everyone Loves a Fool. Everyone plays the fool.
Everyone loves a fool.
Everyone
too.
Loves a fool. Only fools love and fall in love.
There you go.
On Mondays at 9, Vermel.
Your Hammer. Wednesdays at 8.
Yeah.
Amazing. Alon. Lost and Rewound. 3 o'clock on Wednesdays? Tuesdays.
Thursdays.
I never know what day it is. Cooper.
Into the dark.
I'll be on later with Reciprocity Radio, and I have a poem of his, and I'm really excited to play.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Tom is in doing this panel right now and talking about our radio station. And so he's going to live talk to us, I think.
Okay.
Or just live show us in the process of doing this.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure if he wants to do this now or maybe later. But yeah, we could go into a set.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's go into a set.
Okay.
And yeah. A little short love set.
Aww. The world needs more silly love songs.
can make it now. Let me look into the sun goes down. I believe I can make out loud.
You just heard I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. And before that, Wings with Silly Love Songs. Both sung by our good friends at our at Angelica's 12-hour karaoke marathon.
Yeah, that was done at both in Sid Gold.
Oh, yeah, that was... doing The Darkness to piano karaoke is an impressive and ballsy move. And of course, who else could do it?
Only Alice.
Who is having a karaoke party next weekend.
Yeah, she's also doing a marathon.
So I can't be there, but I really wish I could because she's like the best at karaoke. So.
Yeah, I think last year she did Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, but changed it to Jamie, right?
She did, Sherry.
Oh, Sherry. That's what she
did. Yeah. It was incredible. Just incredible. Never disappointment. And we got to see the lovely Ramel, host of Earhammer, do Wings, which was the sweetest thing in the world ever.
It was.
It really was. yeah.
Are you going to sing a song?
Yes.
I think Amanda's ready to sing
a
song.
I'll do a song. Oh, I have to pass you the...
Yeah. Pass me the cord.
Here's the cord. Passing the cord.
You did this at like 3 a.m.
Yeah. Right? Okay, this is my personal closer, and I might have to stand up to do it, actually. We found out that I can sing a lot better if I stand. Oh, God. I can't. Okay. I'm also really blind.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Sorry, everyone.
Giving all your love to just one man. You have bad times. Oh, you have the good times. Doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him. Even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, oh, be proud of him. Cause after all, he's just a man. Give him two arms to cling to, and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. He's giving all the love you can.
Sound this good at 3 a.m.?
Yes.
so sorry.
No, that was awesome.
So I think that's like the best, like, you're drunk and it's late. Like, it's a great, like, sad song.
Yeah. Were people dancing?
I don't know. Probably not. They're like, who is this girl?
There were a few. I felt like there was like one or two country songs that people did later in the night, and there was a lot of like slow dancing.
Yeah, I slow danced with the wolf at the end of that. I'm pretty sure I came off the stage and slow danced.
Yeah.
Maybe
there was a guy who wanted to slow dance with me, and then he just kept like pointing at my hand, and I'm like, what? He's just like, you want to dance? I was like, yeah, sure. And he's just like pointing at my hand, and I'm like, what do you want? Like, I'm ready to dance.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that I had
a beer. A
tequila soda in my hands, and he wanted me to put it down so I could like properly dance with him, but I was being a jerk.
No. Priorities, man.
But the tequila, I need it.
I'm not sacrificing this for you, stranger.
But yeah.
All right. Well, that happened.
That totally happened.
Sorry. That's like my shower song too. Like,
it's a good one.
Yeah. So we have 7 minutes. What are you singing?
I don't think I'm gonna sing.
Okay. What else?
I mean, I could.
You
but,
could.
It's
up to you.
Should I?
Sure.
Dang it.
No, or don't. I don't know. We have 7 minutes.
There were a few songs that I wanted to point out. If we don't get into it,
yes,
let me just do it now.
Sure.
One, I was going to play Bills, 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 mm-hmm. but maybe we could end the set with it. Alexander Chapato.
Oh,
who,
yes.
Did Beck's Sex Laws.
Oh, my God.
And was amazing. Like, dancing around like a little maniac that he is. And trying to do his like best Beck dance movements, and like I don't think I've asked a couple of people who were there about this, and no one caught it. But he tried to do a split.
Oh God!
But clearly did not work out, and he's, you know, like slid back up, and then got on top of like what the stool chair and almost fell out.
Oh my
and
God!
He was great.
I should have been filming this whole thing.
I filmed a little bit of that one. And who else?
We did a song I wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah.
Which was really fun.
We did The Clash.
Mm-hmm.
Lost in the Supermarket.
Very good.
Misael did a couple of songs that I've heard before, but then like never knew who like sang it or what the song was. One was Bronski Beat, Small Town Boy, which I think he did at Cobra.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was like an Erasure song he did.
Yeah.
And he was surprised that I didn't know it. I'm like, I don't think I know this song. But then I looked over and Dimitri's like singing all the lyrics to this song. I'm like, Dimitri knows. If you don't know our friend Dimitri, he's literally like the most bro-y dude of all time. But he knows Erasure.
Yes. He's a gentle sweetheart, but yes, a bro as well.
yeah. Okay.
Fellow Gemini.
Fellow birthday.
Birthday twin. Almost.
Birthday twin. Let me see how long this song is, because if not, then I'm not going to do it.
It's fair. Fair game.
It's like 4.5 minutes. I'm not going to do it. It's not 4.5 minutes. Wait, which one? Let's see. It's like 5 minutes. I don't have time. But I really wanted to do the Cranberries' Ode to My Family in the karaoke booth,
mm-hmm.
or in Duets. Duets 35, mm-hmm. Just because I felt like it would be a safe space just in case I cried during the song. So I know my sister is listening, so I'm just letting her know. I really wanted to do it to my family.
Aww.
For them, which I'll be seeing them soon.
Good. Yes.
Oh, and another song,
uh-huh.
a duet that I got really excited about was Cassie, who did
What About Your Friends?
What About Your Friends? I was going to say, What About My Friends?
What About My Friends?
What About My Friends? My friends are awesome who all showed up. So many
people. Yeah, Cassie killed it, as always. One of the people I most enjoy seeing do Prince.
Yes.
She's great.
Dimitri and and Cooper did Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yes, that happened.
Cooper also did, completely surprised us, puts in Call Me Maybe.
Uh-huh. Which I'm like, yeah, Carly Rae Jepsen. And
everyone gets so excited. And then next thing you know, he's like doing Nine Inch Nails, Head Like a Hole, which is a mashup.
Yeah.
That he played once in his show that he had last season in Radio Free Brooklyn called 59 Minute Abs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on beat. Like, he didn't need the lyrics.
Nope.
For Head Like a Hole.
Nope.
But he did it.
He did it. It was crazy. And I'm like, call me maybe.
And everyone, and like me and like, I think it was like me, Cassie, and someone else were like singing Head Like a Hole with him.
No, again, incredible. Just like, how? I don't even know.
I don't know. But I do know that we're running out of time.
Okay.
So
it's time to say goodbye.
Time to say goodbye. Sorry, we don't have 12 hours of the show.
I know, but don't you wish we did?
Thank you so much for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Stay tuned for, Talk Shit.
Talk Shit. All right.
And then stay tuned after that for Amanda's show.
Yay. Reciprocity Radio.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
First we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you ask to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about. Can you pay my bills?